и мир. Here he goes. Okay, Vladimir. Here you have.
Okay. Is it already done?
Yeah. Okay.
So. Where is the USB?
From behind.
Okay.
Is it?
I think yes.
Should be okay.
So my name is Pilar Vladimir, and I am going to say about using deep learning for object recognition in robotics. So my project is related to what I am going to say, what my talk will include. So I will say about motivation and my aims in this project. I'm going to make some brief introduction to deep learning. I will talk about history and application. I will make overview of mathematical model. I will give some example, and I will, in the end, I will say about further plans, and I will make conclusion to all the talk. So, my project is related to object recognition in service robotics. Object recognition is the most important task in service robotics because robots have to move, navigate in some environment, have to distinguish objects because it have to manipulate with them. So, object recognition is a very difficult task in robotics because it requires very complex, intelligent analysis of images, and so it is very expensive task, especially on limited computing resources. That like on robotic platforms. So deep learning is a focus of modern artificial intelligence because it offers self-teaching that reduce manual labor, much of manual labor. And our goal is to research if deep learning is effective in solving task of object recognition in service robotics. So what is deep learning? Deep learning is a new type of machine learning that offers learning representation or learning of feature representations. So everything in real world can be represented in some way. For example, image can be represented by intensity values, by vector of intensity values, one per pixel. Research in deep learning is looking for better representations of data that allows to easier learn features from input data. One of basic deep learning architectures is deep neural networks. So I will start from history of deep learning in context of neural networks. So development began in 1980 when first deep learning architecture of neocognitron was introduced. So peak of activities was in late 1980s, 1990s. When in 1989, Jan LeCun was able to effectively use backpropagation algorithm on multilayer network for recognizing of handwritten indexes on mails. But in 1990s, neural networks was inefficient because of speed issues. It took a long time to learn such networks in that form they was. But everything has changed in the middle of 2000 when new techniques in deep learning was introduced. So now it's growing of in deep learning researchers. So in the term of deep learning emerged in middle of 2000 when application by Jeffrey Hinton and Ruslan Salahuddinov showed efficiency of many layered feed-forward neural network. In 2006 was invented Deep Belief network, and from 2009 deep network deep learning got industry scale application in speech recognition. So now neural networks are mostly used in speech recognition and object recognition. Google has uses deep learning system for image recognition in videos from YouTube. Google also uses it in self-driving cars. IBM Watson computer was trained to give better decisions to doctors, and Microsoft used deep learning in voice search. So, basic. So deep learning mostly is used in robotics for object recognition. Deep learning was already successfully used in for detection of poles for grasping, and deep learning also was used for modeling of robot behavior. So what is neural network? Neural network is nonlinear computational model motivated by the physiological architecture of the nervous system. Neural network can implement complex nonlinear functions. The main idea of neural network is map some input onto a desired target value through a distributed set of nonlinear transformations. So neural networks could have any number of layers. Neural network with one layer is called shallow. With many than one, more than one, is deep. So it was shown that deep neural networks are more efficient than shallow neural networks on many problems. The reason is because deep neural networks can represent hierarchy, complex hierarchy of concepts. So deep neural networks are networks best adapted for solving real world problems. So the basic computation unit in neural network is perceptron. perceptron performs some calculation with inputs and weights associated with them, and also using bias. So it's preactivation. So preactivation then is transformed by nonlinear activation function. The most popular activation function is sigmoid activation. Sigmoid function. So feed-forward neural network consists of more than one layer of perceptrons. We can, for example, take such example where we have one hidden layer, one input layer, and one output layer. We can denote input layer by L and output layer by L plus 1. And we can associate nodes in input layer with I, in hidden layer with J, and output layer with K. So weight WIJ, for example, here links nodes links node I in input layer to node J in hidden layer. So we can calculate output from network. It will be represented like with such compositional form. We have such compositional form that includes outputs from previous layers. So for training in neural networks, you have to define network parameters. It's pair of weights and biases. And we will define error function that specify error from error of output from network. Mostly presented like squared and difference between output from network and some target value. So the task of training is to find find some pair of parameters W and B such that minimize error. So we can imagine it in a parameter space. So we have two dimensions specified by parameters. It's for example weights, it's for example biases. And error function forms some surface. Each point in the surface corresponds to two parameters. Our task is to find lowest point in this surface that minimizes error. So we can solve this problem with gradient descent algorithm. Gradient descent calculates gradient partial derivative of error function relating in relation to parameters data. After that, we gradient defines the direction in parameter space that minimizes error. We have to take a step in that direction. We have to modify our components, our parameters of model, weights and biases. And after that, we have to repeat previous steps, iteratively, repeatedly calculating gradients and modifying components of data. So until we will match some quiet condition. Most basic algorithm for learning is backpropagation. So we have to define error for some neuron is just gradient of error function to preactivation for this node, for this neuron. And error function will have such form. It's sum of errors over all output units from neural network. So backpropagation algorithm includes following steps. Firstly, we have to propagate input signal from input towards output, and repeatedly calculating outputs on each layer. In the end, we will get some output from neural network. After that, we have to calculate output error from neural network with that formula that we seen before. Having error from neural network, we can calculate error signal for all layers. Firstly, for output layer, then for hidden layer, all hidden layers, and so on. Here we have just two layers. So after that, we have to calculate gradient of error function to all parameters, relating to all parameters. We have such simple forms. So we use error signal L and back forward error signal and output from previous layer. And in the end, we have to update our parameters, weights and biases, with such form. Learning rate is specified by user. So there is optimization for gradient descent. It's called stochastic gradient descent. We pick out some mini batch of inputs. We perform all the propagation steps for them, change our parameters. After that, we again choose some mini batch randomly, and so on until we have exhausted all inputs, input data. There is example called convolutional neural networks. So convolutional neural network have two types of layers. It's convolutional layers and full connected layers. For example, here for recognition object on image, first layers are used for retrieving some features and building some feature maps. After that, these feature maps are used by the first full connected layer, and so on. In the end, we have output. So advantages of deep learning. Deep learning can allows to represent some hierarchy of features. It's suitable for real world problems because all real world things have complex nature. For example, images can be presented in the lowest level by pixels, on higher level by some edges, some other elements, and so on. After that, with some parts of images, so we can learn representations level by level. Deep architectures can represent some classes of functions more compactly than shallow networks. And also, deep learning allows to easily configure deep neural networks. So we can change weights, biases, structure, full structure of networks, and we can build own structure for network. So we are going to investigate abilities of deep learning in solving task of object recognition. After that, we will apply deep learning model for specific tasks in our project, and certain attention will be paid to efficient implementation of deep learning on limited computing resources that are available on robotic platforms. So I've made some introduction to deep learning. I've told about history and applications of deep learning. I gave example of deep learning. I've talked about basic algorithms, mathematical model. So deep learning was successfully used in object recognition and service robotics, and they were shown as efficient, very efficient. Easy configurability of deep neural architectures allows forces new researchers motivate people to create new architectures, new types of deep neural networks. So there is a list of sources I used. So any questions? What application I'm using? I'm going to use neural networks for sense segmentation firstly, because we did it with standard methods.
I'm sorry, I meant problem.
What?
Problem. Something you need.
Problem.
You need to compute the deep learning networks. What tool are you using?
What tool? Actually, I know CAFE, for example, but actually we haven't used, but we are looking for tools. I think that we will use it. Wait, can you remind me where it was?
I think it was some of the last slides that you work under some project.
I am working on project.
Oh. Or it was just your work, it was some specific project.
I'm not completely understand. Completely, actually. For now, I think we. So I am not in specific project now. I will be in. So, you join to project. So now we. I just studying this problematic.
You should face the class.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And talk to us. You didn't.
Okay.
It's just advice.
Okay.
Friendly advice.
Okay, yes. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, have I...
We need to pay for that.